Great. In cleaning up my office, I actually came across this article, and it was all about the way we think and communicate will determine people's responses to us. And I thought it was perfect for those of us that are out there prospecting all the time and talking and sharing with so many people every single day of our life, which is what we do with Manatech and in being involved in Manatech, that the important thing to do is that, you know, we look at all the people that we connect with on a daily basis or weekly basis or monthly basis and share the wonderful story of Manatech. And, you know, sometimes we just get really fried because so many people say no, or we just get so much rejection in our life. And you know, a lot of people like to talk about network marketing as if it's like a numbers game. And there is a requirement that we go out there and share because we know we need to share with lots of people. But what could happen if you could actually totally change your numbers? In other words, let's say today out of every 10 people you're connecting with, you're getting one signed up. And for some people, it might be 20 or 30. And you start looking at those numbers and you go, golly, how many people is it going to take for me to really get this business growing and going and blowing? And obviously, we would like to get all business builders in because then we wouldn't have to rely on ourselves. But, you know, we never stop prospecting. I never stopped talking about it. I mean, I think it wasn't last business period, the business period before, I had 8 signups for Mary Jo, and that's a lot for me because I don't usually have that many signups in a given business period. Now I'm back to 3, 4, 5. My goal every business period, just so you guys know, I want to win that little, you know, that card that I get for Starbucks every month. That's my commitment. So I get at least 3 signups every single business period. But how can I get, you know, a higher percentage in terms of signup rate? That's the whole goal here. Instead of relying on a numbers game and relying on using all these selling techniques, how can I be most proficient in discussing with people and talking and meeting with people and to achieve the maximum result in every conversation I have? And that should be your pinpoint desire for your life. If you focus on that, then watch the results come out. Because think about it, if you're talking to 100 people a month, I'm just throwing that number out, most of you aren't doing that, but let's say if you're doing 100 a month and you're getting 5 signed up, so it's going to take you a year to get 60 people signed up, just you. That doesn't count your organization, your members in your organization. So that's a 5% sign-up rate, right? So let's say I talked to 100 people and I can double that. So now I get 10 people a month. Now on a year, I'm going to have 120 new people in my organization in 1 year instead of 60. You follow? So the numbers just, they escalate so dramatically for you in terms of the results you create and how fast you get to different leadership levels, that if you can just increase your results that you're getting from the people you're talking to. And so I want you to really focus on that. I want people, if you spent more time focusing on being better and strategizing more about how I can be better and changing your attitude and your belief system around that and how you think and then how you communicate so you can maximize results, what an awesome business you could have. And I think that's where we should all aim and direct ourselves, because I know for me, when I was brand new in Manatech doing this in my early stages, I was so much in my head because of being a lawyer for so many years that I would be able to logically tell you 101 reasons why you ought to be on these products. And if you didn't understand it, your brain wasn't functioning. And that basically was my approach. So I was really bad for about 6 months. I mean, really bad. I couldn't even pay for people to get started. And many of us hear stories about that from other presidentials out there. And I could give you story after story of many of them that I've talked to that had similar experiences. But then all of a sudden we see somebody come along and they seem to sign up every other person they talk to. They maybe have a 40% sign-up ratio or a 35% or 50% sign-up ratio. And we wonder, how come they are doing it so well? Same material, same information. It's just, what are they doing differently? And that's what you want to conquer in this business. How can I think differently and communicate differently so that I can be more determinative of the results that I'm creating with people that respond to me? So let's talk about this. Michael Oliver has a great book out there, Natural Selling, and some of you have that. And I make a recommendation at the end of the call today and a little, you know, exercise or a little, I think it's a 7-day approach or study that you can go through with him, that 7-day course that you can go through that's free on his website, so you could take advantage of that. But I'm just going to cover his first topic because he has 7 steps in 7 days that he covers for you. And his first topic is this one I'm presenting today. It's a lead-in topic for you. If you choose to go forward, Michael Oliver's course, you can take that. And again, I'm not recommending you pay for it because it's free. It's something that you can do on your own for free. But he talks about you know, how people respond to us and how to improve that. One of the things you have to look at is what is our greatest fear in sharing our product and opportunity? Because most people, again, that go out there and talk about Manatech in any way, shape, or form or the products, there's some reservation you're holding inside of you. And what you want to do is work on that because you don't want to have that reservation. And I find the number one reservation for the people I get started is they don't want to sell, right? They have the fear of selling. I don't want to look like I'm selling. And I know there are a lot of people out there that say, well, this is sales, and you just get rid of it. That's why it's called direct sales. But yes, in reality, it is selling. We are selling. We are marketing. But the number one thing we're marketing is ourselves, not Manatech products. We're marketing ourselves. Because if they believe in you, guess what? They're going to buy from you. If they believe in you, they're going to buy from you. So when you look at what you're marketing, you need to be more concerned about how you're coming across than necessarily the content of what you're saying. Because the content is out there in so many different ways. But what's the variable? What is it that causes maybe Mary Jo to sign up 50% of the people she talks to, and you're still at 20% or 10%? What's the difference here? It's not the content of what we're presenting, but it's us, who we are. So look at, first of all, look at, is there a fear inside of you? Because fear can trigger a lot of negative responses. And you can have fears on many different levels. Some people talk about fear of rejection. I don't want to be rejected, right? I don't want people to reject me. Well, you know, rejection is going to happen whether you fear it or not. And I never come from a fear of rejection because I understand the statistics. The statistics tell me what? The statistics tell me, I put it on the last page of the outline today, I gave you what this chart is. And these are stats that tell you exactly what's available out there. So it tells you that 30% of the people are what? Not interested and never will be. Did you ever think about that? 30% are not interested and never will be because it just isn't in their ilk. It's not in their makeup. And how many of you can remember people you approached that would fit in that category? I have people that look at me and don't believe in nutritional supplementation at all. So do you think I'm going to be able to convince that person to take Manatech products? Don't forget the statement, a man convinced against his will is of the same opinion still. Okay? A man convinced against his will is of the same opinion still. So that you can maybe convince him against his opinion about nutritional supplements aren't necessary, but guess what? A month from now, 2 months from now, when he stops his automatic order, you're going to be back at square one because guess what? If you convinced him against his will, he's going to still be of the same opinion, and it's eventually going to fall back to where he was, and he's been entrenched. So it's going to take more than something other than convincing, right? It's going to have to be more of an educational, building a relationship, seeing the results, on and on. It's going to be over time, so you know those kind of things. But so just know the statistics that there are a certain group of people that people aren't even thinking about products. They think they're not interested. That's a category you can still work on because they think they're not interested when in reality they could be. But then there's the 20% that really are ready to buy and open to buy. Those are the kind of slam dunk numbers. That's why we talk about 2 out of 10. So how does Mary Jo get 4 out of 10 or 5 out of 10? Because I collect that other 25% there. They think they're not interested, and perhaps I can have some helpful way of loving on them enough that they get how much I care. And through that whole mechanism, they go, well, maybe I am interested, Mary Jo. Maybe you do have a good point there. And that's what you, again, it's part of the process that you want to come across. But you have to have a big heart, and you have to want to be vulnerable to do that, don't you? Because when you open up your heart to people and love on them, there's a vulnerability there that exists. But I find that vulnerability invaluable because it really is, it allows me to get close to people and be in connection with them. And we are a connecting world today. And you want to build as many connections as possible. So allow yourself to be vulnerable, right? And that, watch what happens. So let's talk about the two types of rejection. Flat in the face, not interested, or you must be joking, those kind of people. And you've had those in your life. And then you have someone that looks at your solution and finds it really doesn't fit what they need. And that's, you know, the number two is when somebody really opens up and allows you to approach them and share with them and you talk about what it can mean for them. And they still say no, they don't have the need. They're the people that this isn't the need. They don't perceive it. They don't perceive the need to have nutritional supplementation. They don't, you know, there's just a lot of things that are buffering them. And a lot of times this comes from a scarcity mentality. They don't have the money, so they rather say they don't see it rather than express a concern about the money. So there are a lot of things that might be going on there. But Michael Oliver talks about is the first one, flat in the face, not interested, you must be joking. Somebody that shuts you down in a relatively short fashion. That cause of that rejection comes from you. Now, it can come from them. I'm not saying it's 100% in your ballpark, but how much are we creating because of our own anxiety? So if you start off with the concept that you're feeling anxious about talking with people about your income opportunity or products, and I have to believe that there are a lot of people that feel that way, because otherwise they'd be like I am. They would talk about it to everybody. I mean, when I go out in the marketplace, it doesn't matter where I am. I went to a dollar store the other day because I needed some pans for making this huge, I was feeding 45 people, chicken enchiladas and guacamole and all this stuff, all made from scratch. And I didn't want to use my trays I had in my house, so I went to get some of these metal pans serving pans for people that I could leave there. So anyway, so I did that. But even at dollar store, I was interacting with the woman that worked at the counter. I was interacting with the one salesperson in the store. It was just, you know, it's, to me, every person has value, and looking at it that way, did I mention Manitech to any of them? No. It's just the nature of who Mary Jo is. It's just the nature of, I want to shed some love on this person's life. I want to bring some happiness or joy in this person's life, no matter where they are. And that's just by smiling, interacting, asking how their day's going, you know. And sometimes, because of my spirituality, I'll ask people if there's something I can pray for them about, you know. I don't know. You never know. But it opens a door of communication. And but it's just a fun thing to do. It's fun to be out there interacting with people. So when you start doing that, why should we carry anxiety about talking to people? And if you're carry anxiety about your income opportunity or products, they're going to read it like a book. You're going to come across in such a way that they're going to read exactly that you're anxious. And if they read that you're anxious, they get anxious. And they get suspect, and they don't believe you. You lose your credibility. Anxiety can cause a lack of credibility. Because they start wondering, well, why does she have so much anxiety about this? If she really believed in it, she should be wholeheartedly be able to communicate this and just show the enthusiasm she has around it. And she's talking in circles, she's hesitant, all these things, body language, all of that shows up in a gigantic way if you're anxious, if you have anxiety. So you want to look at what is changing my language, what is holding me back, why do I have this anxiousness? And one of the things I spend a lot of time talking to, especially new people that are getting involved in Manitech, is they're nervous about talking about something they don't know a lot about. And I go, well, admit it up front, you know. Don't try to be something you're not. When you talk to somebody, you can say, you know what, I just got started, and I have found this science just knocked down, drag out, incredible, and I just want to share it with the world, and sorry if I can't give you all the answers, but I think you're going to be able to find them if you look at some of our materials. You know, just be honest. People love honesty. They're not looking at you to be the expert, so don't make yourself have to be the expert, right? And I always tell people, you shouldn't be going on and on about the cell surface, saccharides, blah, 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 blah. Let the materials do the training and the teaching. The materials do all of that. You're out there to do one thing, which is build relationship. Build relationships. So release the anxiety about knowing everything about the income, knowing everything. And when people ask you questions, you go, great question. You know what? Let me get you some materials that will answer those questions for you. You know, I'm going to allow you to do your own research on that because the materials are just massive out there, and I just know that you'll be able to figure it out on your own. And if I can't come, or let's do a three-way call. I have somebody in my organization who's been with the company for 20 years, and I think you would really enjoy getting your answers from her. Tie yourself into a three-way call, whatever it takes. But step out of being the know-it-all. Allow somebody else to do that. Allow them to do it for themselves and just build that relationship. But come with a sense of vulnerability, honesty, love, caring, but enthusiasm, you know, but not excessive, but enthusiasm that you really love these products. You've seen what they've done, and you really are so ecstatic about this breakthrough technology. And so you just want to, that's why you want to let release that anxiety. And if people ask you about how to make income and you go, you know, you can say, well, they have a tremendous compensation plan that's been ranked number one in all publicly traded network marketing companies. So I'd love to share that with you. Could I send you some information? Yeah. And if they say, so how well have you done at it? Because some people don't like to share the income opportunity because they're embarrassed about where they are in the business part of it. And when they ask you, so how well have you done it? And you can say, how well I've done doesn't matter how well you're going to do. I said, every one of us approaches this in a different way. I really kind of share intermittently, so I don't take my business very seriously, so it's hard to produce serious income when you don't take your business seriously. But as of a couple of weeks ago, I've made a new commitment that I'm going to reach executive director, which will be means I'll make over $2,000 on a monthly basis by the end of this year. And do you know what that means? Do you understand what $2,000 a month means of residual income? And they might look at you and go, well, no, I don't. I mean, I can't live off that. And I go, no, I'm talking about in addition to what you might be making now. I'm not telling you to quit your job. You might choose to do that later. But $2,000, you know, if you found an investment today that paid you 5% a year, which is a pretty good rate of return considering our banks pay less than 1%, right? You'd have to accumulate after taxes from your job, after taxes, save $500,000 in order to throw off $2,000 a month. I said, when do you plan on doing that? That's the fun of getting them a perspective of what residual income really means. So, again, I'm just giving you ideas here, but the idea is don't be afraid. And don't be afraid of yourself. Don't be afraid of where you are, because it's not, people don't care where you are today. They care where you're going. And people understand that people get involved in direct sales for different reasons. Your goal might be just to make an extra $500 a month. Their goal might be to make $500,000 a year. Everybody's different, and that's what makes this business model so awesome, that it can incorporate all those people. Everybody can win at this business depending on what they choose to create for themselves. So change that attitude of anxiety and let it go. Just release it. You're out there to what? Love on people, share with people, open up an opportunity for them to have a huge difference in their lives. And when you come from an attitude, instead of, you know, an attitude of the idea of being anxious and worrying about you or knowing everything or thinking things through or being so analytical about everything, you're failing to connect with people. So you want to connect with people. And the connection is more important than what you actually say. It's making that connection. So definitely want to have other people, you know, respond to you in the same way, because we're going to see that in a minute too, that's how we get people. People will respond to you the way you're coming. If you come with anxiety, they're going to show up with anxiety back, and you don't want to see that come back. people do things, another important thing for us to do, you know, so we see that that our anxiety causes rejection, our anxiousness, our overzealousness, our hesitations, our insecurities, all of that will cause people to have a negative response to us in many ways. Now, there are going to be people that are going to buy it no matter what because they fall in love with the science or they already know what they're looking for and you have it, but those will be few and far between. So we're trying to get the group of people that just are going to say not interested, what are we doing, what can we do differently to grasp those people? The other cause of rejection is that people will do things for their reasons, not for your reasons. And that's probably one of the biggest things that we do wrong in Manatech. We tend to tell people they need these products. And I always laugh because I say, well, sit back in your life and look around and say, how many times did somebody come up to you and tell you what you needed? How did you respond to that? We put up a wall immediately. We're not interested immediately because we don't like being told what we need. People do things for their reasons, not your reasons. So you want to be able to find out what their reasons are, what's their personal interest, right, and not yours. When we go out there and we're approaching because we want to make regional director or we want to make national director, that can be in our hearts for sure. I want all of you to be presidential directors. If that's the goal you have set for yourself in Manatech, absolutely, I'm 100% behind you in that. But when you're going out to meet with people and talk to people, that shouldn't be center and forefront in your head. What should be center and forefront in your head is what? Finding out about them. What are their needs? What are their interests? What are their lifestyles? What's going on for them? And then being able to do what? Support them in meeting their needs. It's not about what's in it for me syndrome. And that's what he talks about this. He talks, you know, we always talk, well, but Mary Jo, but I do want to be presidential. And I do want to go out there and sign up 10 new people, just like you want to earn the Starbucks card every single business period, you know, and that's, you know, a minimum goal you set for yourself. And, I said, great, but you can have that as a goal. But when you're out there meeting people, they never see that part of you. They don't read that anxiety. They don't read that need. They don't see that nervousness. They don't see your craze just, you know, out there talking to 1,000 people trying to get the one that you could need. You're out there with what? A mindset of loving on people and helping them through blessings that you have for them. Because if you believe like I do that the network marketing model is the absolute best business model out there, it is so much better than anything else I've been exposed to. And I've owned my own business. I've been in corporate America. I've been lawyering. I've done a lot of, have tremendous background in all these other areas of employment and opportunities. And never did I have unlimited income capacity in any of those opportunities. None. But I do in network marketing. And never did I have the tax advantages. Never did I have the joy that I have in just loving what I do every day of my life and not feeling that I had to do something. I'm not living in a have-to world. I'm living in a desire world. I want to do this. And one of the things I want more than anything is to help change people's lives. And the Lord's put in my pathway two vehicles to do that. Manatech is the entity, but the vehicles he's given me is I can help people build an incredible business opportunity to totally change their financial status, and I can help people with their health in a way that never did I have before in my life through glyconutritionals and the other incredible real food products Manatech has. So when I go meet with people, I have this internal joy just screaming at me going, wow, I have all this great stuff that I can bless this person with. And so I come with that in my heart of hearts. I don't spew it all over them and tell them what they need. I listen to them, right? So it's not what's in it for me syndrome. It's in it, what's in it for them. In order for me to know what's in it for them, I need to find out what? I need to understand them. I need to find out about them. Even on three-way calls, I did a three-way call on Saturday. And my three-way call, the guy, I knew about him. The guy has MS. And I don't talk about MS because I'm staying compliant. But my conversation with him was kind of like, so, Mike, I heard you're at a track meet right now. Is that right? And he said, yeah, I'm at a track meet. And I said, so your daughter's a runner, or what is she? What event does she participate in? Oh, the long jump. How's she doing? How old is she now? And I spent the first, 5 minutes talking about his life, supporting his daughter, how much fun it is to be a part of kids' lives, you know, as they're growing up. And these are moments that we only have for a short period. Soon she'll be on to college, you know, and he, I mean, it was totally disarming. It was wonderful. I got to know him. And then I said, so Mike, tell me a little bit about your diagnosis. I know my friend Laura's told me about that you have MS. So when did you find this out? What progression have you gone through in terms of realizing this condition? And he just was unbelievable. Open, honest, wonderful. So I just, you know, and then I talked to him about the incredible opportunity that you have with nutrition to help support the human body. And I didn't talk about healing, curing, mitigate MS. I just talked about the opportunity that's available for the body to support itself. And let's look at what that means and, you know, what we have that could make potentially support your body. And then I went on and talked about the history and some of the things like that. But it was just a gentle, notice the whole conversation started off with all about him. And that's what I do in approaching people. I want to know about people. I'm interested in them. And you need to, you know, that's why personality quadrant is important as well. But it's all about understanding them before taking action. You want to come from where they are, understanding them. And so many of us fear that. We don't know what we'd do with it if we ever got to that point. But it's about getting better at it. It's about making a commitment to yourself. I want to grow and I want to get better at understanding people because it totally takes away anxiousness, the selling concept, the you know, this is what your need is, this is what blah, 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 blah. It takes away all of that. It becomes more of an educational process for them, you know, education on things, and that's what makes it so much cool, so brings so much fun to it, is it's just opening a door of another possibility for people. So, again, important for you to understand that, because we cause a lot of the rejection we get. I know it's a horrible thing to think about, because you go, Mary Jo, I can't possibly cause rejection. I go, yes, you can. People can be offended by you, right? And I said, and you know, there are going to be certain number of people. Are there going to be people that are offended by Mary Jo's approach? Oh, absolutely. Because there are going to be certain people out there that don't want you to know anything about them. They're so secretive. And they're going to look at you as suspicion. And yeah, but the first thing you got to say to yourself is, oh my gosh, this person has such a high level of paranoia. They're never going to make it in network marketing. So I know right away this isn't the business for them. So maybe we just kind of really focus on helping them with getting on products, right? And you can, because there's, you know, maybe they're part of that, go back to that last page of the outline. They're going to be those people in that 30% that they're not interested and never will be. Bingo. But know how to see that when you first work with them instead of, you know, thinking, oh, I can convince anybody, right? A man convinced against his will is of the same opinion still. So, yeah, you can do that, but you're not going to go anywhere with them. So be careful on that, but be, you know, you're going to find the open and willing people, and what you want to do is those are the people that are most important for you to interact with and respond to. In doing presentations, number two in the outline talks about in doing presentations. You don't want to do the same presentation every single time to every single person, you know, when you're out there. When you're doing presentations in front of a big group, there might be some universal presentation to do. And when you're doing one-on-ones, you might be using like the Transform Your Lifestyle flip chart. You might be using that as a format. But your presentation to each person is going to look, feel, and be different. Does that make sense to you? So it's if you're finding that you're out there just doing the same thing over and over and over and over again, like on a hamster wheel, think about getting off of that. So you can take the Transform Your Lifestyle flip chart, and you could give that presentation 20 different ways. And you go, well, Mary Jo, how do you do that? It's the same language. I said, because you're adding things, and what do I add into every presentation? I add information about that person's life, about them specifically, about their family, about their health, about their business, about their job, about their whatever's going on for them. And how do I, and you go, well, Mary Jo, how do you know that? Well, because I go on a path of discovery. My first 5-10 minutes with any person is always a path of discovery. They're the center of attention, not Mary Jo. I don't want to be the center of attention. So what is most important about everything I'm telling you today? Learn how to be a great, you know, questioner. Learn how to ask great questions. learn how to come from heart in those questions, and learn how to be sincere in the questions you're asking. That's critically important. So if you give the same presentation every single time over and over and over again, you're going to get rejection because you're, again, telling people what they need, blah, 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 blah. Your entire conversation becomes one of conventional selling. You're going to be conventionally selling. So you're going to fall into the same traps that we always do of responding to objections, frustration, fighting your way to get a sign up, all that kind of stuff, when the fact is that the solutions for them, it's not about you. It's about what? What the other person thinks. It's what they're thinking. Not what you're thinking. It's what they're thinking. So just because you're so excited about the breakthrough of glyconutrient technology, they may not be thinking they need anything breakthrough. So how do I get somebody interested into the breakthrough of the science of glycobiology and you know, glyconutritionals? I find out what their concern is. Where are they? What's going on in their health? All the other things. And then I can talk about this exciting new science. I don't know if they've even heard of it, called glycobiology. You know, it's taught in every med school today. It came out in the early 1990s, late 1980s, and it's really a huge breakthrough that's making a difference in people's lives. And let me describe it to you. And so then I can go ahead. But I found out what's important to them first. What does the other people think? So when you hear a need, this is another great thing you have to understand. When you hear a need from somebody and they make a mention, like some of you would say, you hear somebody say they have lupus or MS or autoimmune condition, you might jump on that bandwagon in 5 seconds flat. Oh, my gosh, you just have to hear about glycobiology and how insensitive. You know, I always tell people when somebody tells me, even with this gentleman, when he talked about his MS and how he self-diagnosed, you know, which was intriguing, I said, so you haven't had the brain scan? He says, well, that would have been the logical next step. But he said, but I know because of, and he started laying out the symptoms. I said, yeah, those sounds like classic symptoms. I said, so I talked a little bit about what he'd been doing with it. So I went through the whole discussion with him on those things. So it was fun and open and honest communication about that, and then I could lead into, you know, what is glycobiology? What is this new science? And, you know, I think you ought to take a look at it for yourself, and I'd be happy to send you some information. You follow? I didn't make any representation about it. Would heal, cure, mitigate anything? But it was about what he's thinking, what he's done, and then trying to incorporate another step for him of education, learning more about a new science out there. So, you follow? So, it's finding out more about them, asking more questions. When you find out they have a condition, you can ask more questions. And one of my favorite is, so what's your cause of action? I mean, what's your next step in how you're going to tackle this? And find out from them what they've decided to do and what direction they're taking. Find out. And that's the best thing. When you find out that, then you can respond in a way. So you're best to be interested, not interesting. I love to tell people that one. Interested, not interesting. So don't come up with solutions too early in the conversation. That's the bottom line. And we just don't want to spend the time and energy just constantly plowing through massive numbers of people. Because we talk about selling as a numbers game, and I mentioned this earlier, and there's no question there are numbers out there. But I always, you know, inside of me, since day one in network marketing, when people would throw that out to me, I always would cringe, and I still cringe. And in my own way, and not as much as I used to. But when I say that to you on the phone today, maybe some of you are cringing right now as I say, oh, network marketing is just a numbers game. And I go, ugh, because it's not a, you know, for me, it's not just a numbers game. It just always irritated me when people say that. And it wasn't that, I'm not in denial about the fact that I go out and talk to a lot of people, but I don't, number one, they're not numbers to me. They're human beings. So it's hard to call it a numbers game. They're human beings that have lives that I don't know anything about, but I'm interested in finding out about. And potentially this can make a huge difference in their life. So they're human beings. So that's probably the number one reason I don't like it, call it a numbers game. The other reason that it doesn't have to be, you know, people call it numbers games, and they go out, just go out and hear, they go, do you know anyone who wants to make an extra $5,000 a month? Well, I've got a great, you know, that kind of language never appealed to Mary Jo. It's not who I am. It's not something I can do. I'm not saying it didn't work for a Bo Short or some other people in network marketing. But the idea for me is that I want to, maybe the person's not interested in money. Maybe the person's not interested in a hard sell or a hypey thing, languaging. Maybe I just need to just chat with the person and just find out about them, learn about them. And now I can be more sensitive to what their perceived needs are instead of mine. So to me, it's a numbers game in that I get to know people, but it's not a numbers game that if I say, do you know anyone interested in making an extra $3,000? If I did that to 100 people a day, I might get one person that would be interested, that I could get signed up, or two people. I'm not doing that. It's not who I am. It's not what I care to do. I'd rather meet people and get to know them because there's plenty that we can share. So the goal is then to help people surface and share what they know, surface meaning that it comes to the surface, because a lot of people don't always reveal that information. So we have to be great at asking great questions, what they know and don't know, what they want, by allowing them to come to their own conclusions. And again, relate back to your own experience. You don't like people telling you what you need. And then Oliver, Michael Oliver goes over the natural law of giving, and he says, what you give is what you get. Other people's actions and words are reflections of your actions and words. It's kind of like a smile. And this is very important for us to understand as well. If we go into an event and we're nervous, people are going to be nervous back, anxious back. If we walk in to meet people and we smile and we're loving and caring, guess what's going to come back? And I'm not going to tell you 100% of the time, because there are just angry people out there. There are people that are really angry, especially in this world. When I look around at politics today, I just go, oh my gosh, it's really upsets me. But I just go, you know what? People are going to choose to show that side of them. But it's not, anger is just, there's for me no place, you know? It's like, if you want to choose that, how do you build relationships in anger? How do you love on people with anger? How do you, you know, and that's what we need to learn how to do. How do I help somebody with who has anger come out of anger? And some of that's so deep-seated, you need to be a psychologist in order to deal with them. But the problem is that, you know, you were going to come across people like that. But we don't want to create it. So we want to walk around and we want to be happy. We want to smile. We want to be, you know, optimistic. We want to look at the world in a positive light. If people want to go negative on us and talk about negative things happening around us, you can go, you know what, the world's going to be the world, isn't it? But we don't have to choose to be that way. You know, we can choose different. And the more of us who choose different, can maybe that's what's going to make an impact on the rest. So we just, instead of choosing into their stuff, let's choose out of it and choose to be pleasant, and choose to make a difference in people's life. So it's smiling, it's about reflecting, it's about caring, using language of sincere, being a great listener. The two most important things you can do is be a great listener and be a person that has asked great questions. Those two, you can get those down, I'm going to tell you, you can be the greatest networker ever. So be a great listener and learn how to ask great questions, right? And then you can go into how I do a presentation, the rest of it. If you put pressure on people by telling them, presenting, or persuading, people, what are they going to push back? They're going to push back. They're going to tell you back. And the way they tell you back is by rejection, by objections, and by passive aggressiveness. So those are the three ways that they respond to you. When you put pressure on them, that's how they'll respond to you. So if you want the law of giving to work for you, you want to take advantage of Stephen Covey, and I put that in here. It didn't come from Mike Oliver. It's just one of my favorite books, Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. And one of his chapters in there is seek first to understand and then to be understood. And that's really a core principle of what we need to do in Manatech to be the best we can be in networking, is seek first to understand and then to be understood. Most of the time we seek first to be understood. So, and if you want to, there's some exercises that he had. He said to support you in developing this method of increasing your sign-up rate, one is reflect on how you feel when a salesperson or telemarketer tries to get you to do something. You want to do some self-reflection on that and see, maybe you start seeing yourself in a mirror. If that's how you're looking, why are you getting the kind of responses you're getting? Because that's how you're coming across. And think about your reaction when you see an advertisement on TV or in print. If you paid attention to it, why is it that you paid attention to an advertisement? What attracted you to the advertisements you do pay attention to? And that will give you some insight on how you need to come across that will attract other people. Because we're all human beings, and we're attracted by like things for the most part. So learn what that is for you. And then the last thing I have in the outline is what I said at the beginning, is that Michael Oliver put together a 7-day course for free. And you could take these different sessions. If you feel like this was valuable for you, this discussion today, and the call to help you move forward to be more effective in your network marketing business and making a difference in people's lives, then you may want to jump in and follow through with his 7-day course. You've already had course one. I'm sure he teaches it differently than I did. I just took the materials for the first session. And there are 6 other sessions that you can have. I gave you the 6 titles of them. And then go to naturalselling.com and sign up for that free 7-day course, and learn more. Invest, it's time well invested, people, because, you know, when we get involved with network marketing, some people like to jump in and just run like a racehorse, but I'm telling you, invest in yourself first to be the best you can be. Become that great listener, great questioner, and then go out there and watch what happens. Really love on people. And I think this is one of the reasons, like, some people go get involved in network marketing. Where do they go? They tend to go after church environments. And not that I'm saying there aren't church people that, you know, are some of the most critical, negative, angry human beings on the face of the earth, because I have them in my church as well. But, you know, they tend to have this passion in their heart. And so if you can come with that passion in your heart and you can have that heartfelt or heartwarming spirit towards people, people will feel it, and you'll get that responsiveness back. So, all right, people, so run with the wind. Jump on Michael Oliver. Get to you know, reach that level, and maybe this is good for some of you today that you might have, you know, always known this, but you kind of fall off track once in a while. Sometimes it's a good time to have a good reminder of get backing on track and showing up with big heart with people and being a great listener, because it's for me, I need to continuously remind myself as well, because I love to be the teller. I have so much knowledge and information, but I've grown so much just in the last couple of years of just being so extraordinarily sensitive and, you know, heartfelt and just the great listener. And I thought I was before, but I keep working on those skills, because I think you master those and you will definitely master this business. All right, any questions, comments? Anyone from the audience? Or you're all busy packing for Manifest? All right, everyone, go out there and go work with people, understand them, ask questions, become the greatest question asker out there, and show your heart, be vulnerable, and you'll see a real shift in that sign-up ratio for yourself. We have so many people to share with. There's so many people that need to know about our products, our opportunity, and China. That's another great one. So we want to be able to spread that word on all these levels, and you're going to want to spread it even more so post-Manifest, because you're going to come out on fire at Manifest with all this great stuff, right? And the last thing you want to do is, like, be a bull in a China shop, which is exactly what Michael Oliver's talking about. That, you know, one presentation, use that, temper that excitement out of Manifest to be able to be that heartfelt person at the same time, to be that person that's a great listener and ask great questions, and use the enthusiasm of Manifest to catapult you to new leadership levels. All right, everyone, love you all. Have a great week, and can't wait to give you the update from Manifest next Monday morning. Bye, everybody.
Thank you, Mary Jo.
You bet.